Welcome to the Cancer Horizons podcast. In each episode, you'll hear from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what CURE does best: provide cancer updates, research, and education. Today, we'll hear from Olympic gymnast Shannon Miller. Miller is a two-time Olympian who won 7 medals over the span of her career before being diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of ovarian cancer in 2011. In this interview, Miller, who was the keynote speaker for CURE's 2023 Extraordinary Healer Award, discusses her diagnosis, how she brought her competitive mindset to chemotherapy treatment, and an oncology nurse who she'll never forget.
My ovarian cancer journey really started months before I was diagnosed. I was diagnosed in January of 2011, but the day I count my journey starting was the day I called my doctor's office to cancel my exam. I was busy. It was towards the end of the year. I thought I felt fine, and I called up to postpone it, you know, till things got a little less crazy after the holidays and the new year. And as I waited on hold, I just felt that guilt. Here I was, already an advocate for women's health, helping women make their health a priority, and I was not walking the walk. So instead, I ended up taking an appointment that morning, and it was that morning in the span of maybe a 15-minute visit that I got the shock of my life. I had a baseball-sized cyst on my left ovary, and that sent me into a whirlwind of tests and scans, and then by January, I was waking up from surgery to find out that it was cancer, a rare form of ovarian cancer. And I kind of count that as the first phase, because what followed was a really aggressive form of chemotherapy. So I had to kind of gear up for that. But I do think after the diagnosis, after surgery, we understood what we were dealing with. We were able to create this plan of action. The goal with chemotherapy was to just get through without stopping. My doctor called it the hit 'em hard, hit 'em fast approach. And so I was gearing up. And I think there was this mental shift for me. I went from kind of like this aimless mentality. I went through, you know, that wait and observe phase, which is excruciating and so many questions and so few answers, to kind of reverting back to that competitive mindset that I knew so well through sport. I had a goal. Now, I didn't know exactly where I was going to end up, but I knew what I could kind of actively participate in each day. And it wasn't much at first. I was still recovering physically from surgery. So there wasn't much I could do there, but I could focus on protein and hydration and things like that. So I geared up for chemo, thinking about positive mindset. My faith is first and foremost, so that was my foundation. And then kind of followed with this positive mindset like I would in sport, giving myself these pep talks. And then chemotherapy started, and it was quite humbling. It is by far the toughest thing I've ever had to do. And I think that's just the start of that next phase of the journey. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is just because you finish treatment doesn't mean the journey's over. And so that next phase, post-treatment, was, again, part of that journey of trying to figure out this new normal and figuring out how to make sure not only I was mentally prepared for that next phase, but people around me were prepared for that as well. Because it's not like you finish treatment and the next day you're 100%. You have to give yourself some grace, give yourself some time to heal and try to figure out your next steps.
So obviously we're here for the Extraordinary Healer event. Do you recall a nurse or someone on your care team who went above and beyond during your care?
I am so grateful to so many people that went above and beyond that were on my care team. And that's medical and non-medical, friends, family, neighbors. But I will say I had such an amazing medical team, and I can't say enough about every person and how proactive they were in my care. In particular, there were 2 oncology nurses that I think about every time I look at my son or my daughter. They helped me through every single step, through all my millions of questions, of knowing what comes next and how to handle it. And when I was having a really rough time, where was my next forward step? There was actually a very specific point in time that the tide kind of shifted for me. I had gone in for another round of chemo, so I was in there sitting in the recliner, and we had been trying so many different nausea medications because I was having such a hard time with the nausea to the point that we were concerned I wouldn't be able to keep going, and we had to get this under control. So she was trying something else, and something just didn't feel right. I felt really off, but I was really at a point in my life where I didn't want to speak up. I didn't want to complain. I didn't want to be seen as a burden. I was just kind of suffering silently. And I remember looking over at her, and I must have had a certain look on my face because she looked right back at me, and it was as if she just knew. And she came right over, said, you know, are you feeling X, Y, and Z? Yes. And she fixed it right away. I had an adverse reaction to one of the medications. Fixed it right away, but she looked me in the eye, and she held my hand. And she said, you need to speak up. If something doesn't feel right, if you're having trouble, if there is anything you need, or you just have a question about something, you need to ask. This is what we're here for. And I really do think that moment changed the game for me. I hope that I didn't complain too much, but but I really did start to speak up. And I've continued to speak up and be more of an active participant in my own healthcare. And it was a really important lesson for me.
Definitely. So you kind of alluded to this earlier, but why is it so important to have a team on your side during cancer treatment and beyond?
I think team is so important no matter what we're doing. And I don't know that I really understood that when I finished gymnastics. I mean, I understood it training for the Olympic Games. And it might be the other athletes on your team, but more likely it's going to be your coaches, your parents, your community, the doctors and trainers patching you up, getting you back out on the floor. That's your team. But when I retired from gymnastics, I think I lost some of that understanding of teamwork and why it's important and applicable to the rest of our life until my diagnosis, until I was kind of forced into that idea of, wow, I've got to rely on my team because I cannot do this on my own. And that was hard for me. I wanted to do everything on my own. Again, I didn't want to put anyone out or burden anyone. But at some point, you realize you cannot do it all and you shouldn't have to. And you don't have to. And I think that is one of my biggest lessons from my treatment, is this understanding that you are not alone and it's okay to ask for help and accept help when it's offered.
So beyond the team helping you out, what other parts of, let's say, training to be an Olympic gymnast that you could apply, maybe even like mentality-wise, that you could apply to when you went through cancer treatment?
There are so many lessons that I learned through sport that applied very directly to my cancer journey. I think goal setting was a big part of that. My coach used to have us write down our goals, long-term goals on one side of an index card, short-term goals on the other. And they gave you a sense of accomplishment along the way, those short-term goals, to get to that long-term goal. And you didn't always make the long-term goal, but you could look back and see all those accomplishments along the way. And so I utilized that with regard, especially to chemotherapy. There were days that my goal was to get up, get dressed, and walk twice around my dining room table. That was it.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook at Cure Today, Twitter at Cure_Today, and Instagram at Cure Today.